Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we begin, let us recite Durood Sharif upon our beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the ta'aleem of Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Fazaili Sadaqat, we are currently on Hadith number 20 in the chapter number 6, dealing with the reckoning of Day of Qiyamah. This is the final Hadith in this chapter on contentment and tawakkul. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha أن رجلا قعد بين يدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إن لي مملوكين يكذبونني ويخونونني ويعصونني وأشتمهم وأضربهم فكيف أنا منهم؟ قال يحسب ما خانوك وعصوك وكذبوك وإقابك إياهم فإن كان عقابك إياهم بقدر ذنوبهم كان كفافا لا لك ولا عليك وإن كان عقابك إياهم دون ذنوبهم كان فضلا لك وإن كان عقابك إياهم فوق ذنوبهم اقتص لهم منك الفضل. قال فتنحى الرجل فجعل يبكي ويحرف فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما تقرأ كتاب الله ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. فقال الرجل والله يا رسول الله ما أجد لي ولهم شيئا خيرا من مفارقتهم أشهدك أنهم أحرار كلهم. So Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that a person once came and sat down in front of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have many slaves who speak lies to me, cheat me, and disobey me. I scold them and beat them up. How shall I be treated with regard to them on the day of Qiyamah? Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, On the day of Qiyamah, their disobedience, cheating and lying to you shall be weighed on the scale, because on that day, everything shall be weighed on the scale, and the punishment will be decided according to their disobedience. If your punishment for them would equal their disobedience in weight, you will be even. If your punishment weighed less than their disobedience, the difference will be added to your credit. But if your punishment for them is more than they deserved, you shall have to pay for any excess. The man went aside, crying and weeping with sadness. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Do you not read this ayah in the Quran Sharif? وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we shall set up a scale of justice for the day of Qiyamah, so that no one is wronged in the least. Even if it was the weight of a grain of a mustard seed, we shall bring it forth, and we are enough to take account. The man said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can think of nothing better, both for myself and my slaves, than to separate from them. I ask you to be witness that they are all free. Note, facing the questioning on the day of Qiyamah will be a great difficulty, and there are many warnings about it in the Quran Sharif and Ahadith, explaining how the questioning will be done. We will mention a few ayat in Ahadith only. Before we continue with the ayat, I just want to mention here that if you are using this copy of Fazail-e Sadaqat published by the Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, then while the full English translation of this Hadith is present, the last line after the ayah, the last line or two of the Arabic is missing from the print. So if any of you want to correct that, you can mark that off for later. Ayat regarding reckoning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And guard yourself against a day in which you will be brought back to Allah, then every soul will be paid in full that which it had earned, and then they will not be wronged. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. On the day when every soul shall find all the good that it has done, and all that it has done of evil, everyone will wish that there certainly be a great distance between him and that evil. Allah Ta'ala commands you to beware of him, and Allah is full of pity for his slaves. This is out of kindness for you, he warns you about his punishment, lest you should suffer it. وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَعْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Whosoever cheats will bring his cheating with him on the day of Qiyamah. Then every soul will be paid in full what it has earned, and they will not be wronged. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Every soul shall taste death, and you will be paid on the day of Qiyamah only that which you have fairly earned. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Certainly, Allah is quick in taking account. This ayah comes often in the Quran Sharif. It means that everybody will soon be questioned and paid in full for his deeds. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. The weighing on that day is a reality. As for those whose scale is heavy with good deeds, they will be successful. And as for those whose scale is light, those are the ones who will lose themselves because they did wrong with our ayat, meaning they did not believe in them. إِنَّ رُسُلَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ. Certainly, our messengers, meaning our malaika, write down all the evils that you plan. And then you will be punished for all your wrongs on the day of Qiyamah, when your book of deeds is placed in front of you. وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُخْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. And those who earn sins, for them there is a payback of each sin, by the like thereof, and disgrace will overtake them. They have no protector from Allah. Their faces will be so dark, as if they had been covered with a piece of the darkest night. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا أَسْلَفَتْ. There, everyone shall experience or see that which it has done before, that is in the world. He will know whether his deeds were good or bad, and he will be questioned. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ. For those who answered Allah's call, that is, they obeyed him, is a joy, a good reward. And for those who did not answer his call, even if they had all that is in the earth, and double that, they would offer it as a ransom. For them will be a terrible questioning. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. Your responsibility, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is only to give the message. Ours is the questioning. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. O our Rabb, forgive me and my parents and the believers on the day when the questioning shall be established. This was the dua to Allah by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ وَتَخْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. You will see the guilty on that day, tied together in chains. Their clothes will be made from tar, and fire shall be covering their faces, so that Allah may repay each soul what it has earned. Certainly Allah is very quick in questioning. وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And every man's actions, that is good or bad deeds, we have tied to his own neck. And we shall spread out for him on the day of Qiyamah the book of his deeds wide open. And it shall be said to him, read your book. Your soul is enough as a questioner against you today. That is to say, question yourself. Nobody else needs to question you. كَلَّا سَنَكْدُمُ مَا يَقُولُ. Nay, it is not as the kafirs think, but we record that which anyone says, and we shall show him his book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Their questioning has come close for the people, whilst they are careless and turn away. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. And when the sur is blown on the day of Qiyamah, people will be in great terror, so that there will be no family relations amongst them. They will become strangers to one another in their terror, as an ayat says, on the day when a man runs away from his brother. Nor will they ask one another, and the scale will be lifted for them. Then, those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful ones. And those whose scales are light are those who will lose themselves in Jahannam forever. The fire will burn their faces, which will become out of shape. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage in the desert. The thirsty one thinks it to be water from afar, till he comes to it and finds it to be nothing, and he finds Allah in its place, who pays him his account, and Allah is quick to take account. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَدْوِلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Certainly, those who move away from the path of Allah shall have a terrible punishment because they forgot the day of Qiyamah. اليوم تجزى كل نفس بما كسبت لا ظلم اليوم إن الله سريع الحساب. This day, that is the day of Qiyamah, each soul shall be repaid that which it has earned. No wrong will be done on this day. Certainly Allah is quick in questioning.
وترى كل أمة جاثية كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون.
And on the day of Qiyamah, you will see each nation crouching on their knees in terror. Each nation will be called to its record of deeds, and it will be said unto them, this day you will be repaid what you used to do. Our book in which your deeds are recorded speaks against you with truth. Certainly, we have caused all that you did to be recorded by the Malaika, and this is now before you.
إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ.
When the two recorders, that is, Kiram and Katibin, the two angels who record everything said or done, sit on the right and on the left. He speaks no word, but there is with him someone, watching and ready, who records what he says. This is the record of deeds.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَةً إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابية فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية
قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. The day that you are brought before Allah for questioning, no secret of yours will be hidden. Your record will be given in your hands. Then he who is given his record in his right hand will say happily, "See and read my book. Surely I believe that I should have to face my reckoning, and I was preparing for this day in the world." Then he will enjoy a happy life in a high garden, meaning Jannah, whose branches of fruits hang low, are easy to reach, and it shall be said to them, "Eat and drink comfortably, enjoy yourselves in return for what you did before you in the days that have passed." But as for him who is given his record in his left hand, he will say in total regret and sadness, "Oh, if only I had not been given my book, and if only I did not know how my account was. Ah, if only death had made an end of me. Ah, my wealth had not been of any use to me. Oh, my power has finished off. It shall be said, 'Take him, place an iron collar around his neck, then burn him in the fire of Jahannam, and then tie him in a chain whose length is 70 arms' length.'" وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Certainly there are above you guardians, that is, the malaika that remember what you say or do, kind and honorable, writing down all your deeds. They know and understand what you do, and the same record shall be brought before you on the day of Qiyamah. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور. Then he who is given his record in his right hand, he truly will get an easy questioning and will return to his people in joy. But he who is given his record behind his back, he surely will call out for destruction as people do when they are desperate, and he will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Truly he lived with his people in happiness in this world. Truly he thought that he would not have to return to us. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Certainly, to us is their return, and when it will be for us to call them to their account. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
When the earth is shaken, a terrible shaking, how huge will the shaking be when the whole earth is shaken in a sudden earthquake, and the earth throws up its burdens, hidden treasures and dead bodies, and man cries out in shock, "What is the matter with it?" On that day, it shall give us its news, the records of good or bad deeds done on the earth, because on that day, your Rabb will have inspired it. On that day, people will go in different groups to be shown their deeds. There will be groups of those near to Allah, groups of the pious ones, and the groups of those who will go to Jahannam. Each group will be divided into different sections. There will be groups of riders, groups of those that are walking, and the groups of those being dragged to Jahannam on their faces. Then, anyone who has done a particle of good in the world, he shall see it. And anyone who has done a particle of evil, too shall see it. These ayat about questioning and the rewards of deeds have been given here as a sample. There are hundreds of other ayat which speak about this subject. Similarly, there are thousands of ahadith about the severity of the day of Qiyamah. It is therefore very important that we should spend some of our time, which is being wasted in the dunya, in deeds that will help us in the akhirah. It is not too late, and we can do something before the time comes, before such time comes, when we shall only regret. A hadith regarding reckoning. Once, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha thought of Jahannam and began to weep. When Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her about it, she replied, "My thought of Jahannam has made me cry. Will you ever think of your family members on that day?" Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "There are three occasions when no one shall think of others. Firstly, when the scale is set up, till a person knows whether the weight of his good deeds is light or heavy. Secondly, when the book of deeds is given to everybody, until he knows whether his book of deeds comes into his right hand or the left from behind his back. Thirdly, when the bridge of Sirat is put across Jahannam and he is commanded to go across it, until he goes across it correctly and successfully." Hadrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, "Men will have to answer for their deeds on the day of Qiyamah. He whose good deeds are more than his evil deeds, even by just a single deed, will go to Jannah. And he whose evil deeds are more than his good deeds, even if just by one, will go to Jahannam." He then read the verse, "As for those whose scales is heavy," and he then said, "The scale can become heavy even with just a particle of good. He whose good deeds are equal to his evil deeds will go to the A'raf. This is a space between Jannah and Jahannam." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "The scale of good deeds of a person whose outside appearance is better than his character will be light, and the scale of a person whose character is better than his appearance will be heavy." Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "An angel will be appointed at the scale, who when he finds a person's scale of good deeds to be heavy, will announce in a voice loud enough to be heard by all creation, 'So-and-so, son of so-and-so, has been blessed with unending success.' After which there will be no difficulties. And if the angel finds someone's scale of good deeds to be light, he will announce him to be a terrible person, forever in punishment and misery." There are many ahadith which speak about the weighing of deeds. One says that the scale will be so huge that each pan will be big enough to carry the heavens and the earth and all that is there in between them. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The first thing to be put in the scale of good deeds will be the spending of a person on his family." Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said to Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Let me tell you about two good actions which are easy to do but very heavy on the scale of good deeds. They are good character and remaining silent, that is to stay away from useless talks." A hadith says, "There are two sentences which are very much loved by Allah, very easy on the tongue, but very heavy on the scale. They are Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhan."
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Allahil Azim. Glory be to Allah, all praise be to Him. Glory be to Allah who is great. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "If anyone fulfills the need of his Muslim brothers, I shall stand by his side at the scale on the day of Qiyamah. If his good deeds are more than his sins, well and good. If not, I shall speak to Allah on his behalf." Another hadith says, "The ink of the ulama and the blood of the shuhada will also be weighed on the day of Qiyamah, and the ink will weigh more than the blood." Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam has said, "The good deeds of the ummah of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be far heavier on the scale than those of other people, because their tongues will be used to reading of the kalima, la ilaha illallah." Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "The scale of good deeds of a person who all the time thinks only of his stomach and temptations shall be light." Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The angel who records the good deeds of a person is on his right-hand side. He is also the Amir of the angel on the left-hand side who records his evil deeds. When the man does a good deed, the angel on the right instantly records it with 10 times its reward. But when the man commits a sin, The angel on the left, being a worker, asked the permission of his emir before recording it in the book. The angel on the right says to him, wait for 6 or 7 hours. If the man makes tawbah from his sin during this time, the emir does not allow the other angel to record the sin. But if the man does not make tawbah, the angel on the left-hand side records it. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man will be questioned 3 times on the day of Qiyamah. At the first 2 questions, they will be asked about certain things. They will answer questions and make excuses. But at the 3rd questioning, their book of deeds will be given in their hands, some receiving them in their right hands and others in their left. Allahumma atina kutubana bi yameenina. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has 3 qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him an easy reckoning and bless him with Jannah through his mercy. Silman kata'ak, wa'fu amman dhalamak, wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. That is, to join relations with he who breaks relations with you, to forgive him who wrongs you, and to be kind unto him who is unkind to you. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you knew what I know about the hereafter, you would laugh little and cry lot, and not enjoy the pleasure of sleeping with women in bed, but would go to the jungle crying to Allah. When Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu heard this, he said, I wish I was a tree to be cut down. That is, I wish that I were not a human being, and thus escape such difficulty. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, a dead man will get up from his grave in the same condition in which he died. In whatever action, good or bad, a man is busy at the time of his death, he will be in the same condition when he gets up from his grave on the day of Qiyamah. Once, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a talk in which he said, listen carefully, this world is just temporary, of which everybody, the pious and the evil, take their share. Taking more does not indicate piety. The akhirah is certain, and it will definitely come at its appointed time, and in which a king who is all-powerful will decide. Unending are his powers. All that is good is there in Jannah. Man should do whatever good he can, because it leads him to Jannah, and all evil is in Jahannam. A person should therefore avoid the least bit of evil, and should not take it lightly, as it may lead him to Jahannam. Be very careful about doing good deeds, because you are in great danger of displeasing your Rabb. That is, you should always be mindful of earning the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala and should have fear of Him. Remember that you will be shown your deeds and you will have to answer for them. He who does a particle of good will see it, and he who does a particle of evil shall also see it. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, every day the world is turning away. That is, it is getting further and the akhirah is coming nearer. And both of them, the world and the akhirah, have their followers. So do not be a seeker of the world, rather be a seeker of the akhirah, because now is the time for deeds and not for answering, but tomorrow is the time for answering and not for deeds. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there will be 3 courts on the day of Qiyamah. In one, there is no forgiveness at all. This court will be for the sin of associating partners with Allah. That is to say, in this court, a decision will be given about iman of kufr, of a person, and for kufr there is no forgiveness. In the 2nd court, the people who have wronged others will have to repay them for their rights. Either payment will be taken from the oppressor, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the oppressed person from his own treasury. There will be a 3rd court in which there will be a 3rd court which will decide Allah's claims against his creation, that is to say, what is fard for men to their Rabb. In this court, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be considered to the wrongdoers, because this is a matter between them and their Rabb, and it is his right. If he wishes, he can ask for his rights, or he may forgive them. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has damaged the honor or harmed the property of a brother Muslim should ask forgiveness from him today, because a time is soon to come when he will have no dinars or dirhams, and on that day, all reckoning will be made through good deeds. If a sinner has some good deeds, they will be taken away from him and given to the wronged person as payment. But if he has no good deeds, some of the sins of the wronged person will be added to the book of the sinner. Thus, the sinner may have to remain in Jahannam for a longer time, because he will also have to pay for the sins of the person he wronged. Another hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, the rights will have to be paid to those whom they are owed, so much so that the hornless goat will take revenge from a horned goat. This is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked, "Do you know the one who is truly bankrupt?" The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "To us, he is the one who has no wealth or property." Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The bankrupt person from amongst my ummah is he who will come on the day of Qiyamah with lots of good deeds like salah, fasting and zakat. But he will have abused someone, falsely blamed another, wrongly taken the money of another person, or killed or beaten another. Then some of his good deeds will be given to the wronged persons. Now, if his good deeds are depleted before he has paid everyone back, a certain amount of their sins will be taken from them and added to his book. And the man will then be flung into Jahannam, despite his many good deeds, to repay for the wrongs done to others." Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi says, "On the day of Qiyamah, when people get up from their graves, they will continue standing, waiting for 70 years. But no one will worry about them. They will weep bitterly until their eyes become dry and drops of blood begin to drip from their eyes. Then they will be called to the place of questioning, the plains of Hashar, and the Malaika will descend from the heavens. Malaika from each heaven will stand on a plain in a separate circle, one circle after the other." The Quran Sharif describes this in the following ayat. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا." A day when the heavens with the clouds shall be split apart, and the Malaika shall be sent down, a grand coming. The true kingdom on that day will belong to Ar-Rahman. That is, nobody will have any say in matters regarding questioning, rewards and punishment of deeds, and it will be a hard day for the Kuffar. On the day when the sinner will bite his hands, he will say, "Oh, if only I had chosen the way shown by Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Alas for me, that I had never taken such a person as a friend. He certainly led me away from the reminder, that is, from following the good advice after it had reached me. Truly shaitan was always man's deserter in the very time of need." Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, "At that time when people gather on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will speak to the assemblies of jinn and men, telling them of his commands and warnings of the life of the world and the recording of their actions in the book of deeds. And he will also tell them that if they find good deeds in their book, they should be thankful to Allah. And those who do not find good deeds in their book should blame none but themselves for not obeying his commands. Allah Ta'ala will then command Jahannam, so that its punishment will be shown to all the people. Upon seeing this, everyone will fall on their knees." Allah Ta'ala says about this, وَتَرَوَ كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. And you will see every people crouching on their knees, each people called to its book of deeds. Then Allah will start deciding between men, and even the animals will be put to trial. A goat with horns will be made to pay back the hornless goat, and then the animals will be commanded to turn into dust. At that time, the kuffar will wish for death, saying, "Ya laytani kuntu turaba, if only I was also changed into dust." Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mankind shall be gathered on the day of Qiyamah, naked as they were at birth." Sayyiduna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, "When people will be naked and looking at one another, would they not feel ashamed of themselves?" Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Their suffering on that day will be far too severe for them to think of looking at one another. Their eyes will be looking to the heavens above, and everyone will perspire according to his sins, the sweat reaching the feet of some, the belly of others, while still others should have their sweat covering even their mouths. The Malaika will stand around the Arsh of Allah. Then a person's name will be called out. He will come out of the crowd and will be made to stand in front of Allah. An announcement shall be made. Let those who have any claims upon this man come forward. Then those who have claims against him or have been wronged by him will be called, one after the other. And his good deeds will be given to them to pay back for what he owed them. If his good deeds are finished before he repays what he owes them, some of their sins will be put in his book. After he has been burdened with their sins, together with his own, he will be commanded to go into Hawiya, that is, the raging flames of Jahannam. Seeing the strictness in reckoning and the severity of punishment, every Nabi and every angel, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam, however close he may be with Allah, will feel afraid for himself. Except those whom Allah Ta'ala has protected from all such fears as a special favor. At this time, everybody will be questioned about four things. How did he spend his life? How did he use his body? What he did with the knowledge that he had? How he earned his wealth? And on what did he spend it? Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, on that day, a father shall say to his son, I am your father. And the son will admit his favors upon him. But when the father will ask him to give him one good deed, even if it was the weight of an atom, so that his scale might possibly become heavier, the son will reply, I am myself in a dangerous situation. I do not know what might happen to me, so I cannot give away even one good deed. The man will then go to his wife, remind her of his relationship with her and the favors he had bestowed for her, but she will also refuse to help him. In short, he will go to everyone he knows, asking for a good deed. The Quran Sharif describes this in the following ayat. وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَإِن تَدْعُوا مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. And no burdened soul can bear another's burden. That is, no one will carry another person's load. And if one who is heavily loaded cries for help with his load of sins, nothing of it shall be lifted, even though he to whom he cries is his family. That is, he will not help his relatives. In Durri Manthur, it is written, a father will say to his son, how did I treat you in this world? The son will praise his kind behavior towards him. The father will then ask him for one good deed and say, I hope that it might be of help to me. The son will say to him, dear father, you have asked for something so small, but I am helpless because I am in an equally dangerous situation. The man will then go to his wife and ask her for help, but she will similarly refuse to help him, as mentioned in the ayah. Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqoo rabbakum wakhshaw yawman la yajzi walidun 'an waladi wa la mawludun huwa jazin 'an walidihi shay'a inna wa'dallahi haqqun fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu ad-dunya wa la yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur. O mankind, fear your Rabb and fear a day when the parent shall not be able to help the child in any way, nor the child will help the parent. Certainly Allah's promise is true. That day will certainly come. This worldly life should not bluff you. Otherwise you will be too busy in the life of the world to remember the year after. And do not let the deceiver, that is Shaitan, bluff you about Allah. Let not Shaitan lead you astray and make you forgetful of that day. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. But when the deafening shout, that is the day of Qiyamah, comes, on the day when a man will run away from his brother and his mother and father and his wife and children, none shall be able to help anybody else. Every man that day shall have such a worry that it will make him forget about others. Hazrat Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi says, on the day of Qiyamah, nobody would like to see anyone of his family or any person that he knows, fearing that he should demand something from him. It comes in Suratul Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And guard yourselves against the day when no soul will in any way help another. For example, the salah performed by one man will not be accepted for another person, nor will intercession be accepted from it, nor will payment of money be received from it, nor will they be helped. It will not be possible for anyone to stop their punishment by force. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the different ways in which people help one another, has warned us that in no way will anybody be able to help anyone else. There are two ways of helping a person. I don't know why it says two ways here, but four ways are mentioned. Might be a typo. Number one, a powerful person may come along and stop the punishment by force. This can be called nusrat. Allah Ta'ala has cancelled this possibility. Two, a person may stop the punishment of another person even without the use of force in two ways. There's why. These two ways are without paying anything, that is through intercession, speaking on his behalf. And secondly, by paying something, which again can be of two kinds, that is physical or material. The ayah cancels all these possible ways of helping one another. In this connection, it should be remembered that the sinners from the Muslims would not be treated the same as the kuffar. The ulama say that the kuffar cannot escape their punishment, even though a nabi, a saint or an angel, however close he may be to Allah Ta'ala, may intercede for them. As for the sinners from the Muslims, the ayat and ahadith show that after a specific time on the day of Qiyamah, the pious men, anbiya, and others, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, will be allowed to intercede on their behalf. For example, it comes in Surah Toha.
يَوْمَ إِذِ اللَّا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَذِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا.
On that day, no intercession shall be helped. No intercession speaking for others shall help, except that of him to whom, that is, a Nabi or a saint. The beneficent Allah has granted him permission in favor of a person for whom he is pleased to accept intercession. But remember that nobody knows for certain whether or not Allah Ta'ala will allow his pious men to intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. We should of course have good hopes of the favor of Allah Ta'ala, but no one can be sure of being forgiven through the intercession of the pious. We should therefore be fearful of the day of Qiyamah, which is the severest day, and try to protect ourselves against its severities, which can only be done now in this world. Giving sadaqah in abundance is very beneficial for one's protection against the severity of that day. There is a well-known hadith which reports Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, guard yourselves against the fire of Jahannam, even though it is with half a date given as sadaqah. And again, sadaqah wipes out sins as water puts out fire. And also, on the day of Qiyamah, a person shall be in the shade of his sadaqah. The hadith means that on that day, when the severe heat will cause a person to sweat heavily, the sweat reaching even up to their mouths, people will be in the shade of their sadaqah, the coolness of the shade being according to his sadaqah. The greater the amount of sadaqah, the cooler and more enjoyable will be the shade. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also said, sadaqah cools the anger of Allah and also saves a person from a bad death. Sayyiduna Luqman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam advised his son, whenever you do a sin, give something away as sadaqah. We have already mentioned the story of a sinful woman who was forgiven for giving some water to a thirsty dog. Hazrat Ubayd bin Umayr rahmatullahi alayhi says, on the day of Qiyamah, mankind will be collected together, hungry, thirsty, and completely naked. Then Allah Ta'ala will feed that person who had fed someone for the sake of Allah, and give a drink to him who had given a drink to someone for the sake of Allah, and clothe the person who had clothed someone for the sake of Allah. A hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, the people of Jahannam will be put in a row, and when one of the pious and perfect Muslims passes by them, one of the Jahannamis will ask the pious Muslim to speak for him before Allah. The man will ask him who he is, and he will reply, do you not recognize me? I am the one who gave you a drink on such and such a day. Another hadith says that on the day of Qiyamah, when the Jannatis and the Jahannamis will be made into two separate rows, a man from the Jahannamis will happen to see a person standing in the row of the Jannatis and remind him of a favor he had done for him in the world. The Jannati will catch him by the hand and take him to Allah and say, O Allah, this man did me such and such favor in the world, and Allah will forgive him out of his unending mercy. Another hadith says that on the day of Qiyamah, an announcement will be made. Where are the poor from the ummah of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Get up, Go to the Maidani Hashr, the plain of resurrection, and look for those who have given you a morsel of food, or some drink, or a piece of new or old cloth for my pleasure. Hold all such people by the hand, and bring them into Jannah. At this, the poor ones from this ummah will get up. Go about the plain, look for all such people, and bring them into Jannah. Another hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, someone will make an announcement. Where are those who honored the poor and the humble ones? Let them go to Jannah today without fear or worrying anymore. Another hadith says, if anyone removes a Muslim brother's problem, Allah Ta'ala will remove from him one of his problems on the day of Qiyamah. And if anybody covers up a Muslim brother's fault, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will cover up his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith says, he who helps a person who is in difficulties will be firm and strong on the day when even the mountains shall shake to their very foundation. The Quran says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And they feed the poor, the orphan and the prisoner amongst the kuffar, for the love of Allah, saying, we feed you for the sake of Allah only. We wish for no reward or thanks from you. We fear from our Rabb a day of frowning and of anger. Therefore, Allah has removed from them the evil of that day and has made them find brightness of face and joy. To conclude, we have already discussed the subject in detail in chapter 1, volume 1 of this book. That is, sadaqah, when it is given in large quantities, and very often, is very beneficial for protection against the severities of the day of Qiyamah. In this ayah, Allah Ta'ala has promised protection to those who give away sadaqah for the love of Allah. What can be better than a promise from Allah? That brings us to the conclusion of chapter 6, dealing with contentment and tawakkul. Inshallah, next week, we shall begin with chapter 7, stories of the pious people who spent their wealth in the cause of Allah. I once again ask each and every one of you to forgive this unworthy one if I had misread, misspoke, mispronounced at any time. Tonight being the night of Jummah, let us recite excessive durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can't even say the word excessive because no amount of durood is excessive. Let us recite durood in abundance, as much as our capability. We see now it will depend on the pious people, on the Anbiya, ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam, for their assistance the day of Qiyamah. What better way, what better thing than to earn the assistance of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting abundant durood upon him. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri wa khalqi kullihimi. Let us also try to read all of those surahs which are masnoon. Recite Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Tomorrow, try to fulfill as many of the sunnahs of Jummah that you can. For the men, leave for the Jummah Salah early, of course. Take your ghusl, cut the nails, remove your moustache, apply attar, oil, and comb the hair. Go to Jummah, walking if possible. Go by one route, return by another route. Sit as far forward as possible. Our senior ulama also always advise that on a Friday, try to read Salatul Tasbih. You can do it every day of your life, very good. So said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not, then once a week, once a month, once a year, once in your lifetime. Let us try it once a week, inshallah. May Allah forgive us all. Grant us the companionship of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His noble sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Let us recite Durood Sharif and conclude. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa habibina wa sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يغفر الله لنا ولكم. And a special request from me that any of you that hear me
mention this dua at the end of every broadcast. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. I ask you to bring this sunnah into your own lives. Practice it. This was taught to me by Marhum Hadhrat Maulana Yunus Dayasab, rahmatullahi alayh. Great wali of Allah. He who was described as being the beloved of the awliya. I remember very clearly the day he taught it to me. He says that when you make salam, actually, if you read, we have a beautiful kitab published here on the Wafaq al-Islami Institute on the greeting of a Muslim. So it is mentioned that the salam is said verbally before the hands are clasped. So you greet assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thereafter you clasp hands, make musafaha mu'anaka. And what should actually be read at the time of making musafaha, as taught to me by Marhum Yunus Daya, is that this dua should be read. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. That may Allah forgive us and forgive you. So my request is that you all bring this practice into your lives so that the reward may reach Hadhrat Mawlana Yunus Sapa. He taught it to me. Now I'm teaching to you. May the reward reach him. May Allah grant him jazai khair. Grant jazai khair to all of our elders. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يغفر الله لنا ولا